Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our community connection right here on K1, the one you trust. And today, Mr. Wirtz, how are you?
I'm good, and you, sir?
I'm doing great. Sheriff, how are you doing? You keeping us in line?
I'm doing the best I can, buddy. Good to see you.
Good to be seen. Washington County Community Council. Last time you guys were here, we were talking about having a good time down at Pops, and it wound up being pretty darn good.
Yes, it did. We had several people show up. We had a live band out there. Police department brought their SWAT armored vehicle out there and the canines, and we had quite a bit of kids turn out there, and had a bouncy house that the kids was able to play in, and it was a good time. Got to eat donuts, and you know that's always cops' favorite part of it, along with community policing. But yeah,
So well, John Wirtz is the director here at Washington County Community Council, and this is kind of a relatively new group, and
yes,
you've been doing a few things right off the shoot that have been pretty good.
Yeah, we started last October, actually, so this will be a year coming up. We've done the fundraiser. We've done some, we did the Calm the Storm retreat at Stormwalker Ranch for the boys. We're going to have the new one come in next month with the girls.
And there you go. And now we introduced the sheriff. Who is this fine young man we got coming in right now, sitting right next
to you?
This is
Bobby Lee.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey, what's going on?
welcome to the powwow, I guess. We got the clubhouse full today.
Bobby's the one that works and does all our projects for us.
Oh, really?
Yes. We're working on a few things else, trying to do with the Boys and Girls Club and a few other things as well. Bobby's been working diligently on that, so that's...
But there you go. I'm going to ask the sheriff a question here. Sheriff, you've been partnering with the council here, too. And this really works out well, not only for the council, but for all of our citizens, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Gives the community an avenue to connect with law enforcement. And John's been doing a really good job at working hard at getting that done. We appreciate it.
And let's get to the fellow who's the hardest working man in the room, I guess. Tell us a little bit about what you've been doing and how you've been helping out with the council.
Well, we've been trying to get a couple of projects together here with the local youth and trying to get, you know, bond together with the local law enforcement and everything. And, you know, we've just been trying to get the youth to a great start. I mean, the pandemic's been a hard hit for us, and trying to get these kids back involved and back focused on, you know, things that they need to focus on for their future and, you know, for their livelihood, you know, and just trying to raise some decent young men and women.
That's all we can do. I think that's really our big job on the planet Earth, is to make sure our next generation turns out a little bit better than we did. John, I want to get back to you here real quick here. Now, we put together a camp last year for the boys, and this year we're doing something for the girls.
Well, we did it for the boys was in July 31st of this year, and then we're going to do one on October 16th for girls. We're going to do it again at Stormwalker Ranch. You know, we have found that sometimes you got to challenge these youth because they have self-esteem issues, confidence issues. You know, they might not have the best upbringing in home, or, you know, parents might need a break, whatever the case may be. But these young youth, all of them are at risk of something. So we're trying to challenge them, give them more opportunities, things to do. You know, we've done with the boys, we did equine therapy to kind of challenge that confidence level and different things. Horses are a great tool to use for that. We had law enforcement, you know, teaching these kids how to fish. Some of them never fished before, some of them have. They used with cane poles, so it was a lot different than a regular fishing pole. And then the Boy Scouts came out and taught the boys how to do knot tying and archery. So it was, we had two Boy Scout leaders out there, and it was really, I think, fundamental for the kids. The knot tying, we gave them something to do on their off time, you know, along with some of these kids have had a few, or shot a bow and arrow. Some of them never shot anything, so it gave them opportunities of things to grow with, you know, things to keep them occupied. You know, kids that are not occupied usually will fall in the wrong hands and start mischief. So trying to build these kids up. You know, if you, one of our council members brought up the other day that you can't eat the same fruit that you plant the seed today. You can't eat the same fruit today. You know, we plant those seeds now for these kids, and hopefully they'll grow and be devoted, selfless young men and women. So,
are we going to do another fundraiser here this time for the girls?
No, actually, we've had enough funding to do the boys and girls. Yeah, it's not cheap by no means, but we've had enough funding to be able to do it, and we're going to provide a good camp for the girls as well, and they're going to, let's see, October 16th is when we're doing that, so.
You know, you were talking about confidence and stuff like that with kids. I remember being a young guy. Mm-hmm. I thought I was confident. There's a difference between being confident and cocky.
Mm-hmm.
Confident is knowing what you're doing, and you know what you're doing. Being cocky is, watch this.
Yep.
Sheriff, you've dealt with watch this, haven't you?
I've been there, done that. I think wrote the book. Made the movie, got the T-shirt.
And maybe kind of warned a few folks about, no, don't do that.
That's correct, Tom. It really is.
Got to keep that cockiness in
check.
Well,
and I get to see firsthand the results of it.
Oh, my goodness sakes. My goodness. No, I'm old enough to remember that my first fishing pole was a cane pole. Mm-hmm. So those kids got a pretty good pretty good thing here, too.
Yeah, and some of them cane poles were a little old, so they snapped on them when the first...
How big a fish they catch?
Well, it was like a little half-pound bass, and it broke the cane pole. So, but they've got all new cane poles now. Yeah. So,
well, that'll give them something to talk about.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. So, and then we've all talked. Most of these boys played basketball, and a couple of them play soccer, I believe. So we're going to go support them when they play basketball and everything else. So, ready for basketball season to come around. So we can watch these kids. One of them, he was a. He's quite the hustler. He's always trying to work us over for some money or something. But I'm ready to see him on the court. So. I'm excited to see. We're going to do the girls' camp just a little bit different since it's more we're catering it to girls. Mm-hmm. There'll be a few things that are a little different, but I think they'll quite enjoy it.
What drew you to the council? What made you want to join up and just say, hey, this is something I want to do. I'm going in with both feet.
Well, I've been in Bartlesville for about 6 years now, and since I came up here, I've been coaching and teaching swimming here and volunteering at the local schools, and I raised two young boys here. They're in middle school now, and I love the kids here. I mean,
good kids.
I'm raising two young men, so that's our future. I mean, if we don't put it in a hand, we're leaving it up to society.
Yeah. Well, you know, you're a dad that's taking it in your own hands and really running with the ball on this. I like that.
I mean, I've gathered a good bond with a lot of the youth here over the time, and this council has kind of just added on to the whole thing. I mean, it's an all-around thing. Now it's spreading wider where we can touch more kids.
Well, that's
what we need this day and time.
Indeed. Sheriff, now, you see it, too, not only as an adult, but also as a lawman, that when you start giving kids an opportunity to expand their horizons, they don't narrow focus on mischief as much.
That's absolutely true. You know, if they're kept in a environment where they're doing something that they enjoy and they've got some competent adult leadership that's stepped up to the plate, it just makes it so much easier for the kids' quality of life to improve and to keep them on straight and narrow, basically. So, and that's what we like to see.
You know, we'd like to see the kids having fun and being active and doing everything that a kid should do without any kind of interferences, but sometimes those happen. Mm-hmm. And I guess that's probably the mission of the council is to make sure to kind of keep that focus on. Help mom and dad out a little bit, too, by providing that extra layer of leadership there.
Yeah, I mean, parents, they can only do so much. And then, I grew up in a small town, and they always said that it takes a community to raise a kid. And I mean, you always have people looking out for each other. I mean, even my dad being a teacher for all those years, I mean, still, I had every teacher looking out for me as well, you know. So I wasn't allowed to get in too much mischief.
Yeah, well, I can speak to that small town, too. Everybody had, like, the mom of the block, you know, and yeah. Mm-hmm. A little town of 900 people. Everybody knew who you – they might not know your name, but they knew who you belonged to because you looked like one of your parents pretty good.
Yep.
And all I got to say is they would take it upon themselves to administer corrective measures if you got out of hand in the area. And we don't do that anymore. Mm-hmm. My golly, boy, I sure wish I'd have been spared Mrs. Murphy's wooden spoon. But then, but I learned not to do that. And I can't even remember what that was, but I don't do that anymore. But with this council, we don't have to worry about wooden spoons. We just worry about role modeling and yes. and providing good leadership.
Yep. And, you know, we want people to sign their kids up, you know, from 13 to 18 mm-hmm. is what we're looking for on the girls, because I think they'll be more adaptive to what uh-huh. we're trying to do for them and help them with. You know, they can call us or text at 918-331-7371 or on our email or on the Facebook page. Our email is Washington and then COCC@gmail.com. So,
oh, wow, good.
But yeah, we can send them an application, get all this, and then they can just get it back to us, or I will come pick it up or whatever, and we can get these kids involved.
All righty. So. On a little bit of a sidebar here, we do got a couple of minutes. Sheriff, I'm going to let you brag a little bit about Cops and Rodders if we can. Is that okay, John?
That's all right.
Okay with you? Okay, guys.
Yeah, the Cops and Rodders car show is coming up this Saturday, October the 2nd.
Yes.
This is our 7th annual car show. This is a benefit car show that all funds raised go toward our Thanksgiving food baskets for the needy and Christmas gifts for the children mm-hmm. at Christmas time. We're excited about it. It's coming on as fast. Retired Sheriff Rick Silver mm-hmm. and Under Sheriff Steve Johnson, this is a brainchild of theirs, and it's worked very well, and it's a tremendous community mm-hmm. relations tool.
Indeed it is. Folks get to go out there, and they get to see the officers maybe in a little bit different light than they thought.
Yeah, they'll see them running around in shorts and T-shirts and tennis shoes and acting their silly selves like we like to do. They'll be really busy, and we're going to have concessions, mm-hmm. and got a pretty good hamburger and hot dog chefs. You can tell by the way these boys eat that they're not hurting for anything.
So no.
We look forward to seeing everybody out there, and bring mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, the kids. It's a family oriented environment, and we're looking forward to this Saturday.
All right, great. And of course, we want to thank everybody for helping out here with the Washington County Community Council and all the hard work that dads and not dads and moms and everybody else are putting forward here on this. I got to tell you, it may seem like it's a lot of time, but it's time well spent when you think about peace of mind for your kids. I mean, I got 7. I don't know anything about peace of mind, but I mean...
Absolutely.
I kind of lose a little bit when we do roll call. But, you know, it's really great to have you guys and everyone associated with that out in the neighborhood and out making a difference in children's lives. You never know. It's the littlest thing that'll turn a youngster around. Mm-hmm. And, if a guy or a gal is leaning maybe towards some honoriness and they see somebody doing something just a little bit different and they say, hey, that looks fun. You never know. You just never know. So I always like the fact that you guys are gambling on the good.
Outstanding.
All righty. Well, I want to thank you all for coming in here today and letting us know more about the Washington County Community Council. So I want to thank Bobby. I want to thank John and also Sheriff Owen for stopping by, too. Also sharing some hot rod goodness here with us as well. And this has been our Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Coming up, we've got news from CBS. It's now approaching 10 o'clock.
American Heritage Bank now serves.